I'm Craig Kenneth, a relationship coach and a psychotherapist. Every relationship is different and every breakup is different. Work with me and you'll get professional help on your situation. And if you're in no contact, focused on personal growth, my workbook series, The Knowledge, will help you make changes like you've never made before. Available now at AskCraig.net. Hi there, I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And today we're going to be talking about I was planning to propose when I got dumped.
Oh dear.
You know, Margaret, we actually see this pretty often.
Yes, we do.
You know, Sometimes we can be in a relationship and it could be going well and consistent, and we try and take things to that next level, and the other person isn't ready for it. They get scared.
Yeah.
Or something's going on with them, and they end the relationship.
And we're not prepared for it.
Yeah, because we're thinking we're moving to the next level. We were about to get a place together. We were about to get married. And the other person, I think they start to really scrutinize the relationship and look at things a lot closer. Like, I like where we're at at this level, but I can't see myself marrying into a relationship that's like this. You know, I was thinking about that the other day, where it's like, we're okay with the status quo, but if I'm to marry somebody and commit my life to them,
it's a big deal.
I'm looking at the issues a lot more closely.
Yep.
And now I'm thinking, whoa.
And one of the first fears is, will I lose my independence?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep. And to some extent, you are.
Yes, you are.
No,
it's
no.
Never quite the same again, because you never can worry just about yourself again, ever. Yep.
So I've got an email coaching today that we're going to go through, and hopefully you guys will find this helpful. They said, "Hi, Coach. I just want to say that I'm a massive fan."
Oh, bless your heart, whoever you are.
Yep. I'm halfway through the Elite series and have watched over 300 videos.
Wow.
You have genuinely changed my life and helped me become a stronger, more masculine, confident, and secure guy. You guys are changing lives daily and should be proud. Well, thank you so much for those kind words.
Yes, thank you very much.
And congratulations on the hard work.
Yep.
Sounds like they're really committed.
Absolutely.
So that's going to pay off one way or another. My girlfriend broke up with me 1 month before our 4-year anniversary where I was planning to propose.
4 years, that's a long
time. It was devastating.
Oh, yeah.
I fell into a deep pit of despair. But the personal growth has kept me laser focused and got me to a place where I know I'll be okay, live a full, happy life, even if she never comes back.
Wow.
But I'd really love it if she did. We're in our mid-20s. So early to mid-20s.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say the exact age.
Right.
It's under 25.
Yep. And commitment is pretty scary then.
Especially a lifetime.
Absolutely. It's a very long time when you're 20-something.
Yeah. Exactly. And we had an instant connection from the first time we met.
Not always the thing that makes us the happiest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they were together for 4 years.
Yeah,
so.
They were.
After I got her number, I didn't even have to wait a few days before texting her, as she texted me the very next day. For the last 4 years, we've been inseparable due to our attachment style. As Margaret jokes, like Tweedledee and Tweedledum. We text every day and have met up every single weekend. We even lived together for a few months after 1 year, and it was wonderful. But we had to come back to our parents' house due to our careers. We've always hated the distance. It caused us both separation anxiety. However, for the last few months, I started neglecting her. Not putting any effort into our dates. We just sit in bed and watch TV. Being generally unpleasant to be around. Moody, critical, pessimistic, and obsessed with work.
Wow.
Yeah, it sounds just like Coach Victoria. Just kidding. I began taking her for granted. Was ignorant and getting complacent. Stopped nurturing our connection. and I paid the price.
I'd like to know what happened in his life to precipitate this.
Well, it sounds like there was a big change. Maybe the moving did it.
Yeah.
Maybe he was depressed about that.
But he's not giving us a reason.
Mm-hmm. She even gave me a warning a few weeks before the breakup that she wasn't happy and feeling disconnected and neglected. I promised I'd change, but I quickly fell back into my old ways, and she got fed up, frustrated, and lonely. You know, one thing that he's done great here is he's really identifying what he did, and he's owning it, so that's great. I can see why she gave up. She cried while breaking up, and after begging, pleading, crying together, and even the infamous handwritten letter, I felt lost. She blocked me everywhere. Well, that's how the handwritten letter helps. It helps you get blocked.
Yeah, right.
1 week later, I saw her and she said, "This will break your heart, but I've been feeling so liberated and free." That would be a knife, Margaret. That'd be awful. I went no contact.
Good for you, buddy.
After 3 weeks of dancing and drinking, she got into a rebound and started seeing him like 4 times a week and posting happy pictures almost every day, which is unlike her. That would be awful. Yeah. I mean, to make from bad to worse.
She's pretty mad at him.
Oh, man.
This is for his benefit, we know.
Going to the same places we did. So much for her freedom, I guess. I imagine the separation anxiety was kicking in. And since our anniversary, 2 weeks ago, she has been using her second account to obsessively stalk me every day on social media and even accidentally liking things. All right, so she's seeing stuff and probably kicking like and then saying, uh-oh, and then unliking it, but he's still getting the notification that she's watching. So she's confused,
yeah.
I think. She is just confusing me a lot right now. Well, Margaret, like we say, people often make us feel how they feel.
That's right.
So, yep. Like I said,
she, of course, has no idea why he backed off and began to neglect her.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. She has no idea.
Mm-hmm.
So she's confused. I'm sure he is, too.
And she's probably angry at him because she did tell him to correct these things, and he didn't.
He didn't.
Okay, they said, "Do you think this can turn around? I'm terrified she will latch on and to the new guy." All right, and then they said, "Many thanks." Well, I think right now this new guy is a rebound, and he's a fantasy, and she's, like, excited about it. She's been with you for a long time. She's young and really spent most of her adult life In a relationship,
yep.
So now she's kind of exploring that freedom, but she's definitely confused.
Yep, definitely.
Because she's watching the social media every day, liking and unliking the posts, watching to see what you're doing, and even showing up in places that she knows you're going to go. So I think she's going back and forth in what she wants here.
I think so, too.
So if I'm in your situation, I'm just going to keep focusing on the growth like you've done. You've done a great job so far. You've watched over 300 videos, you said. You're doing the workbooks. Do them twice. Keep going. You know, the more you put into it, the more you're going to get out of it. I think she's confused, and I think at some point she's going to be reaching out, maybe with an indirect, or looking to see what's going on with him.
What I would say to him is the most important thing he needs to figure out is why he suddenly backed off from her, and he did. Okay? And he gives us no clue other than that they both had to move home.
Yeah. It did sound like he was depressed the way he described himself, right?
Yes, it did.
Because he said, generally unpleasant to be around, moody, critical, pessimistic, and obsessed with work, neglecting her. But a lot of that just feels like maybe he was going through a depression.
Something was wrong. And I think, you know, once she knows why that happened, it might be a whole different ballgame, whether something was wrong with in his family and he felt obligated to help or what was going on at work. But, you know, I hate to hear, and I hear it all the time, somehow work stress ended the relationship. That should not happen, okay? That really should not happen. Work stress is difficult, we all know that. But to ruin a long-term relationship, if you get that stressed about work, see somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think probably she was unhappier than she had conveyed to you for some time because, you know, she said she felt liberated and free. Mm-hmm. And so that tells me that maybe it had been building up for a while longer than she had even told him.
Yeah.
It's hard to say. At this point, you know, he's obviously worried about the new guy. I don't think that's going to last. I would expect not to
rebounds
last.
Rebounds off,
yeah,
you don't.
Yeah, I don't think it'll last. And I think she's going to come back at some point and revisit the idea. And if you start showing her all these changes and you take things really slow, I think she's going to be like, wow, I don't want to miss out on who this guy is.
But he's got to give her some reason why he pulled away, or none of it's going to fly.
Mm-hmm.
And stress from work can be a huge contributing factor. But a reason to stop interacting with the love of your life?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, I wouldn't do that at first, though. I don't want him to overwhelm her.
No.
I would want him to spend a little bit of time with her first, for her to kind of acknowledge that she's wanting to repair this or see, you know, how things go, and then say, you know, when she brings it up, the relationship or the breakup, then he acknowledges that.
But suddenly he became unpredictable. You know, the guy she was used to wasn't there anymore, and there was a much less happy guy there. They're young. The other thing is both of them had to go home. You don't know if there are family pressures.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't think it sounds like all is lost. Do you?
No, I do think she's confused, but I definitely would not bring up the proposal or getting engaged had.
Oh, no, it scared the heck out of her.
Because she may have picked up on that as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and that may have been part of it, that she sensed that you were going to propose and that she was like,
Okay, so did he then pull away because he got scared about proposing? We don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to say.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't really make something clear that if something had happened, but he was planning on proposing, so obviously he thought about it.
But we don't know what came across to her.
Yeah.
Maybe he was scared. And you know what? It would be fine to be scared.
Mm-hmm.
I want to marry you, I think, but I'm scared to death. That would be fine. We could work with that.
Maybe there was something major going on with the business that he was involved in. But, you know, acknowledging it, I think, is a good idea.
I think she won't buy anything else.
Yeah, but I don't want you to do it up front.
Right.
I'd want you to spend some time with her first and let her kind of say that she's looking, you know, at spending more time with you or seeing how it goes.
She's going to tell you she didn't know what happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But also, I think he should be frustrated on how quick she was to not only give up, but also jump into a rebound.
I agree.
And, you know, that's kind of telling and immature.
And we don't know if anybody's avoidant here either. You don't get the sense, but you don't know.
Yeah.
And once it comes down to the proposal, oftentimes I think the more avoidant party pulls back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
They seem to care about each other.
They do. And so I think he's going to hear from her. I would just say, take it slow.
Yeah.
Keep on focusing on the personal growth. Let her see it. Once she spends time with you, and I do think you will hear from her, just go a lot slower than you want to here, and don't try and talk about proposals or engagements
or anything
overwhelming.
Just have fun.
Yeah.
Your first few times you go out, just have fun.
And let her just kind of see that she can have fun with you again.
Yep.
All right. So, interesting situation, but I do think you'll hear from them again.
I think so.
And, of course, if you want to get our help personally, you can go to my website, askcraig.net. Sign up for the coaching option that works best for you. I do email coaching and I do Skype. And, of course, Margaret is available for Skype coaching.
If you feel that I can be helpful, please sign up.
Just click on Margaret on the top of the website to do that. But that's it for this video. I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And we will talk with you soon. To get my help personally, go to AskCraig.net and click on Schedule Coaching and choose the option that works best for you. I do email coaching or Skype. To schedule a coaching with Margaret, click on Margaret on the top of the page and order a Skype with her. For the Knowledge Creative Healing course,
click on the link at the top of the page, and click Get Started Now.